7:10, time to turn to sports. The 11th-seeded Blue Dragon men's basketball team advances to the NJCAA quarterfinals for the first time since 2017 after one of the best starts in their 81-game tournament history, jumping out to a 19-1 lead in just 5 minutes and 49 seconds into the contest against Chipola. The Dragons withstood a furious rally by the Indians and go on to win 78-71. They're now advancing to today's quarterfinals to meet 19th-seed Connor State, which is 33-2 at 7 o'clock. Blue Dragons got a career high 20 points in the game from Wagler, and JP Ricks posted his first career double-double with 14 points and a career-high 10 assists. Cameron Thomas hit 4 three-pointers and finished with 14. Valentino Simon, 13. It was quite a night for Blue Dragon basketball. Elsewhere, there was an upset in the first game at noon yesterday. Odessa beat Vincennes 58-56. It was Indian Hills getting by Wallace State 63-58. Salt Lake City was upset by Connor State 67-61. 4 games today. Starts at noon. Northwest Florida State and Barton will be the noon game. And then Triton, South Plains 2:15. Odessa, Indian Hills at 5. Connor State, Hutchinson at 7:15. The number one ranked Hutchinson Community College women's basketball team opens play at the Women's National Tournament in Casper, Wyoming today at 3:30 against 16th seed Cochise. Dragons and Apaches have never faced each other in the national tournament. Hutchinson, 33-0, makes their 12th appearance. Cochise is coached by Dighton, Kansas native Misty Opat. Opat played in the Jayhawk Conference at Garden, finished her playing career at Bethany. Shocker big man Kenny Poto entering the transfer portal. 6'11 forward appeared in 34 games this past season. He started 14, averaged 9 points, almost 6 boards a game. Zeke Mayo, an incoming senior from South Dakota State, announced his intentions to transfer and enter the NBA draft while retaining college eligibility. 6'4 Lawrence native, averaged 19.6 boards, 3.5 assists, winning the Summit League Player of the Year, leading the Jackrabbits to an NCAA appearance. Why do we mention this? Well, he is tied to possibly Kansas with graduating from Lawrence High School in 2021. Bill Self would love to have a shooting guard like him. 5 Oklahoma State pitchers combined on a 5-hit shutout. Cowboys beat Wichita State 3-0 at a chilly X Stadium last night. Shockers are now 15-9. After sweeping Houston on the road, Kansas softball in 3 national polls. KU is ranked 18th in Softball America, 21st in the D1 softball poll, and 24th in the ESPN.com USA softball poll. Congrats to them. More changes ahead of the new NFL season.
McManus kicks it off.
NFL owners have approved a comeback for the kickoff return. The league will try it out for 1 season, see how it goes, then possibly renew it in 2025. CBS Sports NFL analyst Amy Trask.
Teams may, in fact, now put some of their fastest players in as kick returners, given that there will be less impact and thus less risk of injury to those fastest players.
Owners also approved onside kick changes and made 2 tweaks to instant replay. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Monica, thanks. That's sports. Weather coming up.
Don't miss our weekly feature. Throw